USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is lowering interest rates by a quarter of a percent. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell did stress the U.S. economy remains strong. Republican Senator from South Dakota John Thune reacts to the news.
I prefer to let them do their job and to us to do ours. And we're going to be focusing on things that we can do to continue the economic growth, one of which would be to pass some trade policies, including the USMCA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with officials regarding the Iranian attack of a major Saudi crude oil plant. Now on the home front, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy says something needs to be done.
But what Iran has done and continue to show cannot go unanswered. The president took the first action today by again finding ways to raise sanctions. But the world needs to come together. This cannot stand.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump announced that Robert O'Brien will be the next national security advisor, replacing John Bolton. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says he completely supports the president's decision.
Mr. O'Brien is a great choice. He understands the world for the dangerous place it is.
America's oldest living former president is suggesting an age cutoff for White House candidates. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
94-year-old former President Jimmy Carter spoke about it during his annual address at the Carter Center in Atlanta. He didn't mention anyone by name, but said that he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates.
If I were just 80 years old, if I was 50 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Two Democratic hopefuls, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s. President Trump is 73.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With more news on Capitol Hill, a House Appropriations Subcommittee is addressing the mental health needs of illegal alien children in custody at the southern border. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole discusses the Trump administration's border policies.
The zero tolerance policy was clearly a mistake. And I'm glad that the president quickly ended it and the implementation of it. But the consequences continue.
Officials from the Department of Health and Human Services are taking part in that hearing as well and have said that the safety and well-being of children in U.S. custody at the border is their top priority. One thing all the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls do agree upon is raising the minimum wage. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with bar rescue host John Taffer and ask him what this would do, what a higher minimum wage would do to the restaurant and bar industry.
It's horrifying. Think about it. Based upon different states and the tax credit that you get for tips, it's a 50% or greater labor cost increase. No industry can sustain a 50% labor cost increase. Either you have to raise prices significantly or you cut labor. Now I'm cutting hours to make up the difference. Hence, now we have tablets to order, so I eliminate employees. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to eliminate employees, and we're going to incentivize more robotics.
After Seattle increased their minimum wage to $15 an hour, they lost 1,000 restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.